Where in the Bible will I find the new heavens and the new earth? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3, verse 10. Peter plainly asserts that the present earth, as we know it, will disappear in the mighty conflagration which will engulf it at the great day, that last day. The day of our Lord mentioned by Peter is the day when our Savior will appear in the clouds in His second coming, when He shall raise the dead and institute the judgment. John 5, verses 28 and 29. The heavens which are to pass away along with the earth in the universal fires of that unparalleled day include that portion of the universe immediately above our heads where the birds fly. Associated with the destruction depicted by Peter will be the crash of dissolving worlds and the mighty roar of flames as they consume the earth and all that is in it. All material things are to melt from the heat of fires everywhere raging, and the earth and the works that are therein are to perish. All that man has created of a material nature, homes, cities, memorials, everything, will end in that all-engulfing fire. Christians are privileged to look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. In this fresh new abode, righteousness will dwell. Righteousness exists wherever righteous people live. Thus the new heavens and earth here contemplated is to be the abode of righteous and saved people throughout eternity. That's what that phrase indicates. The new heavens and earth. That's the abode of the righteous and saved people. Our future abode is where Jesus now is, and where He is preparing a place for us. Jesus is in heaven. So the material heavens and earth are made by Peter here in this passage we're looking at to serve as the type of this future abode from which Jesus is to return in order to take us back there. John 14, verse 2. The phrase a new heaven and a new earth can only embrace the place now being fitted out for the faithful. There, in the many mansions of our Father's house, our Lord is preparing a place for us, from which He will ultimately come and then carry us to it. That new heaven and new earth is simply the antitype of our current abode. It is the typical description of heaven, the new Jerusalem.